Tips from the Top Floor, number 78, December 7th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here with today's digital photography tip. If you're shooting a portrait indoors and you end up with a green color cast, it may be because you forgot to change your white balance from sunlight to incandescent, which will make everything a bit green. Then again, it could be because you're shooting a picture of me. After all, it's not that easy being green. And now here's the host of your show, Chris Marquardt, with some more digital photography tips from the top floor. Whee!
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Thank you, Kermit. That was fantastic. Now I guess I only eat Miss Piggy and, Beaker. Me, 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 me. And here's some questions and answers that I received that we received on the forum regarding the cruise in September. And here's, the questions and answers from the travel agent. Let me read them to you. Question: what do I need to book and where do I need to book? Answer: the cruise and the photography class fee will need to be booked with Lafayette Travel Center. You may book any other item yourself. We recommend contacting Lafayette Travel Center before booking other items independently, as we have over 30 years in the business and have some tricks up our sleeves. We can more than likely save you money and secure you a better experience. You can even use airline miles to book your airfare, providing the restrictions with the miles work out in your favor. And the next question: I'm working on my wife with a view to signing up for the cruise, but she's worried about the photographic excursions being just a bunch of us all stood around taking photos for ages. What will the format of the excursions be? Answer: the two shore excursions that Chris will be offering will consist of a local guide who is fluent in English and knows the area attractions. The local guide will be providing information about the area and answering questions. Chris will be interjecting photo hints and tips throughout the tour. He will also have the ability to say, "Stop the bus," if someone catches his eye. Ooh, I love this kind of power. Stop the bus! I have to practice that. Stop the bus! Anyway, if something catches his eye during the ride to and from the attractions. If there is enough interest, we can also set up separate tours that mirror the photo tour with a guide that can show you the sights. You're also free to take ship-offered shore excursions or explore on your own. I don't think we will be doing much standing around with Chris leading the tour, but electrically insulated pants are recommended though. Next question: will this be an ongoing thing? The answer from the travel agent is, as long as people are interested and as long as Chris wants to spend a week of his vacation with us, it will be an ongoing thing. It might not be a cruise next time, but a land tour to some other destination. As people make suggestions, we will listen and work with Chris to create future travel and photo experiences. Yep, and I can only second that. Let's see how this one works out, but if it's really fun, which I sure it will be, then yeah, this could as well be an ongoing thing. Alright, and into today's topic.
Hey Chris, it's Dennis from Dallas, Texas. Really, really, really do love the show. A lot of information that's helpful to all of us digital camera users. One subject you haven't touched on that I don't think I've heard is how the relationship on a DSLR is with the lenses to a regular lens from a film camera. I'm not really sure exactly how that translates to pixel ratios, and if you understand it, maybe you could give us some help in understanding it as well. I've got a Canon original Rebel and a number of lenses from an older system, so I'd like to use them all. I have been using them all, but don't understand how they relate to each other as far as digital goes. Thanks, and keep on great information with the show. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Hey Dennis, thanks for your question. Yeah, I think there's more people out there who wonder if they can continue using their old lenses from their film SLR and what the changes are when you use them on a digital SLR. Well, first of all, the lens's bayonet or thread will of course have to fit your digital camera. With Canon, for example, all Canon EF lenses that fit on the EOS camera bodies will also fit on their digital SLRs and should work just fine. The main difference between a film SLR and a digital SLR is that the area of the digital sensor is smaller than the area of the film. If you paid attention at school in physics class, you should know that the way a lens works in a camera is that it focuses the light onto a flat surface. Now, a lens is circular, and if you took the lens off the camera and held it in front of a white piece of paper, you'd see that it would create what's called an image circle. You should try that with a magnifying glass actually one day. The reason why our pictures are square and not circular is that the film or the sensor are square and that they fit inside the image circle, so they're only showing us part of what the lens actually could show us. With a regular film SLR lens, that square film area fits snug into that image circle so that not much of what the lens brings into the camera is wasted. But if you take a digital SLR sensor and put it in the same area, it's much smaller and it will only capture a small part of that image circle. Now, here's a few advantages to this. First, the image quality of most lenses is better in the middle of that image circle than it is at its edges. So with the digital SLR, you're only getting the best part of the lens's image. If you put the same lens onto a film SLR, you might see less sharpness towards the edges and with some wide-angle lenses, even some vignetting. The second advantage is focal length, if you need long focal length, that is. With a smaller sensor, you effectively end up getting a longer lens. The factor depends on your camera. For the Nikon DSLRs, it's, I believe, 1.5. For the Canon, it is 1.6. And as producing sensors with the same area as that of a film SLR is very, very expensive, that is true for most of the models below $3,000 today. So a 100mm lens will effectively be a 160mm on a Canon. A 500mm lens will even be equivalent to an 800mm lens. Pretty cool, hmm? But here we also hit a first downside of using a film SLR lens on a digital SLR. The focal length multiplier will make it very expensive to get real wide angle for a reasonable price. In order to get down to an equivalent of, say, 24mm, you'll have to buy a 15mm lens, and the more you go to the extreme focal lengths, the more money you'll have to pay. Now, you could, of course, get lenses that have a smaller image circle and that are made especially for digital SLRs with their smaller sensors, but my personal feeling is that I'd rather think twice before going this route. I've found in the past that camera bodies are just camera bodies, and the technology will advance so fast and the prices will come down so quickly that chances are that within a year or two from now, you'll actually be able to afford a camera with a full frame sensor that is equivalent to the size of SLR film. On the other hand, lenses are one thing that you're most likely to keep for a long time if they're good, and now imagine having invested a lot in lenses that are especially made for smaller sensors, and when you buy a full frame camera body, you'll have to start all over again buying new glass for that new body. Whichever route you decide on, one thing's for sure, nothing speaks against using a film SLR lens on a digital SLR. The same rule applies as for digital photography in general. Just experiment. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor, show number 78. Thanks for listening. Did you know the term podcast has been declared Word of the Year by the New Oxford American Dictionary? Now that's cool. Oh, and another piece of news, the Tips from the Top Floor forum has now over 1,200 members. Thank you all for signing up. And if you want to sign up for the photography cruise in September, go to www.tipsfromthetopfloor.com. There's still some cabins left for reservation. And if you want to contact Tips from the Top Floor, just send an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Go to the forum and post something there, or call the voicemail line on 206-202-3757. This is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the Top Floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Have a great week and happy shooting!